Blog Talk Radio.
Computer is going a little bit nutty here. I'm not entirely sure why, but if you want to talk to Norm, we're going to talk about the union tonight. 347-945-6713. Just what is the state of the union? What do you think the president is going to say tomorrow night? If you had to write the State of the Union message, what would you write? What would you stand up before the Congress of the United States and tell them? How many Americans are working? Highest unemployment in 25 years. The bankers are all working. So I guess things are good for them. I guess the financial situation is going to hold and the financial system is going to keep functioning. Not functioning for Mr. Nobody, but it's functioning if you work on Wall Street, I guess. I guess I'm letting my radicalism come back into what I'm saying. You know, now that I got the show going, let me see if I got anybody in the chat room. We'll just take a peek. Nobody in the Norm at Night chat room just yet. So welcome back to the switchboard. And if you have something you want to say, if you want to become part of the 3,500 listeners that this show has had from time to time, why, absolutely join in with the show. The whole thing is going crazy tonight. My switchboard's going crazy. I need somebody to tell me if they can hear me. So give me a call. 347-945-6713. And I don't know if I opened another window or what's the scoop here. It looks like I have just one. Now I got two switchboards open. Well, let me call this one and hope I can get back to the original. So, yeah, there we go. I got one switchboard open, one place for you to call in and talk with Norm today, the same way I talked with my government class. What is the State of the Union? Well, Mr. President, I'll tell you what the State of the Union is. It's not very much different than from when you came into office. Unemployment is still going up, though I will say at a slower rate than it was. Fact is, unemployment creeps up every month. What else is the State of the Union, Mr. President? Well, when you came to office, we had no health care bills. Now, you can say and mint all the words you want, but you promised us a health care bill, Mr. President. We don't have one. So that's the State of the Union. People who didn't have health care when you came to office still don't have health care. That, Mr. President, is abominable. When you came to office, Mr. President, there was a war going on in Iraq, and there was a war going on in Afghanistan. Since you've been in office, Mr. President, the war in Iraq has not ended. The war in Afghanistan, you've made bigger. That's the State of the Union, Mr. President. When you came into the United States, or into office, Mr. President, the United States still or had a huge problem with immigration and the securing of our borders. Mr. President, the State of the Union now is the same, if not worse, than when you came into office. All this great hope, Mr. President, I had it. Yes, I'll be the first to admit, Mr. President, I voted for you. If I had to cast that vote again, well, I couldn't vote for John McCain, that's for sure. So, I don't know. I almost wish Hillary had won the nomination, Mr. President. Because even though she voted for the war, she didn't pretend against the war. I don't think you're against the war, Mr. President. Though you were elected on a lot of dissatisfaction with the State of the Union, Mr. President, is not all that much different, if it's different at all, than when George Bush left office. Oh, I know. You've only had a year, Mr. President. That's one-fourth of the time you've been given, and nothing's changed, Mr. President. Nothing. The State of the Union is not very hopeful, Mr. President. So, what do you think out there, callers? 347-945-6713. Mr. President, how can the Congress, how can the bureaucracy, everything that makes this country governed, how can it make the State of the Union better? It is not better right now, folks. Let me check my Skype, see if I got any Skypers coming in. I was hoping I'd get my usuals, but I'm not. Oh, well. What are you going to do? We're 15 minutes into the show. We have started to attend or discuss the State of the Union. Now, I guess I presented a rather dismal State of the Union. Well, the State of the Union is dismal. I thought this president was going to make things different. He hasn't so far, and he doesn't have any promise to do so. At least in my view. And I'm, you know, I bill myself as the fat left-hander. They don't come any farther from the left side than I do. And yet, this president has done nothing but desert me and the things he promised to change about the state of this union. It's pathetic. The State of the Union needs changing. Let me find my switchboard. I've got nobody on the line. 347-945-6713. You can get on with Norm at night. Let's see if anybody's in the chat room or if I'm just talking to an empty radio audience right now. Let's go peek in the chat room. Hey, the cult is on. So, hey, cult, when you get a chance, why don't you give us a call? Let us know what you think the State of the Union is. I'm hoping you can hear me. If you can, oh, God, would that break my heart. But just give me a little message or something, cult, just that you can hear. Remember, everybody out there, 347-945-6713 is your connection to the Norm at Night Show, where you can tell us what you think the State of the Union is. We're going to be on here for another 15 minutes or so talking about the State of the Union. Let's go back to my switchboard. I've got nobody on. 347-945-6713. And while I get my coffee, I'm going to play, put a little, actually, you can listen to my German friend while I get my coffee.
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. How strange that everyone I spoke thought I was telling them a joke, 'cause all their phone does in the end is clearly drive them round the bend. But I dare not pass my door for fear that if I do, for sure some person will show sympathy and try to send a call to me. But why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't...
Yeah, why does no one call me? Does no one care about the State of the Union? 347-945-6713. Let's go back to the chat room. Oh, well, I just got information from the chat room that everything is going fine. Hey, let me tell you, folks, if nobody's got a chance to, or wants to call in, let me know what you think the State of the Union is. I started to read John Helleman's Game Change, and oh my gosh, Don't miss the book, folks. It's absolutely astounding what goes on behind the scenes as we try to pick a president is utterly beyond anything that I believe. There really isn't, well, I shouldn't say there's no integrity, but people will just do anything to win. Anything. It's unbelievable. It is a brilliant book about the American political system, how one goes about being elected president, how everybody double deals with each other, how you can't believe, after it seems, a thing anybody tells you. I honestly don't know how we get anything done. It's just amazing. It's a great book. To find, you know, Harry Reid's comment about he doesn't even speak dialect unless he wants to. You know what? I don't know. I don't think he... I've just become so disappointed in this president, who I've had such high hopes for. Is anybody happy with him? Call in. He hasn't made anybody's life better. Oh, I know. All of his base is going to call in and say, oh, hallelujah. We have an African-American president. So what? We have a president who's not doing anything. He had a mandate and a power. He's more interested about being president than doing something as a president. He's got shrinkage, folks. And if anybody remembers that Seinfeld show when George had shrinkage, that's what the President of the United States has. He has allowed the State of the Union to get worse, not to get better. So what do you think of that? Does Barack Obama have shrinkage? Somebody call the Norm at Night Show and let me know. That's 347-945-6713. Oh, I got a call coming in. You're on with Norm. Sorry, I was on a little rant there, caller.
Well, that's to be expected.
Oh, now people are expecting rants from Norm.
Well,
What do you think?
Even if I listen at the beginning, I give you the first 10 minutes and, you know, to get the rant going. And
oh, okay. Just to clear my mind. So, what's the State of the Union in your mind?
Well, I don't think we're going to... I think we're going to hear... he's probably going to push this spending cut that he's doing that amounts to about less than 1%. I mean, he's already exempted 60% of the budget. Maybe more than that. you know, the way the budget is set up, that you've got an interest group behind every measure, you know, of spending, right? And so everybody always talks about killing agricultural subsidies. When does that happen? It doesn't. You got too many farming states and whatever, and they have a, you know, and they have a big block in the Senate, and they aren't going to do that. And we can go on and on with it. Are you going to touch education? Hell no. Teachers are very, very strong. And retired people, AARP. We can go on and on with it. You know, which one do you want to piss off? So the only way you can do it is...
So what do you think about what the caller has to say? 347-945-6713 is the number. Or you can come into the chat room, or you can Skype me.
Now,
I don't have my usual Skypers tonight.
You remember the McCain and Obama debate where they were talking about cutting spending, and McCain was, you know, I'm going to use a hatchet. Wow, whack, you know, 10%, that's it. And Obama said, oh, no, I got to use, I'm going to use the scalpel. I'm going to do it surgically, this and that. Well, it's obvious the scalpel is not working. I mean, we don't have a trained physician here, so this isn't going to happen. But, in fact, yes, you do have to take a hatchet to it. You have to just, you know, say everybody's going to suffer, you know, along with the rest of the country. So it's 10%. It's 10% wage cuts for all federal employees. It's 10% reduction in military spending. On and on and on. You got to do it right across the board. There's no way around that. And if you can't do that, then you can't govern. Then you are not solving the problem. Because let's face it.
We're listening to you.
Let's face it. You know, the point will come where I can't support you anymore. I can't support that fiefdom called Washington, D.C.
Well, you know what? You talk to me about spending cuts. There's
no,
only
I mean,
one thing you can do. There's only one thing you can do about a spending cut. End the frickin' war!
Well, that's part of it, absolutely.
Part of it? That's billions of dollars!
I'm saying it's part of it because there's more, a lot more to it than just that. We're talking about the budget. We aren't just talking about the war here.
Stop. It's on the war. We are spending lives, blood, and billions of dollars.
Well, okay, now, this the Iraq thing is supposed to be done by, or practically done by 2011. That was one of the promises. You think we're going to get there? Of course, at the same time, we've escalated Afghanistan, so it won't make much difference, will it?
All those soldiers could be home in 6 weeks. All those soldiers could be home in 6 weeks.
I don't think that.
Every base in Europe could be closed in 2 months.
That
let the South Koreans
but we'll see.
Bring every soldier home from South Korea. Let
now,
them settle their own differences.
So now what are we, are you advocating something, it sounds like an isolationist policy.
I am not an isolationist. We don't have to have soldiers in all these places.
Yeah, well, we don't have that many in Europe. It's not anywhere close to what it was when I was over there. Same thing with Korea.
I don't think the troop levels in Korea have fallen.
Oh, they've fallen dramatically. Are you kidding?
Well, I can't say. I don't know.
I think on the ground we have maybe 28,000, something like that.
It's not in the 50s anymore?
No, hell no. That whole thing is gone. And even the naval presence, I think if you added it all together, Naval, Air Force, and, you know, talking the air in Japan, and on the ground in Korea, it might be 100,000 around there. And
well,
Europe is, that's really nominal. That's, I think it was a 250,000 when I was there, and I'm fairly sure it's 100,000 or less. So all of those areas have been over time. you know, we just don't need the military presence that we used to have.
No, and we sure don't need to be in Afghanistan.
Yeah, that's you know, the problem with that is that
they don't call us the place empires go to die for nothing.
Yeah, well, that's a sad historical fact, isn't it? But
you know, and it's not like one. It's about four.
Yeah. Well, we had some opportunities to do it differently, and unfortunately, we didn't take advantage of them.
The God-blessed Russians are laughing their ass off.
I'm sure they are. In fact, I believe Putin made an interesting joke. It wasn't about Afghanistan. It was about Iraq. When the U.S. kept criticizing the fact that the Russians had not exactly moved very far in democratic reform. And so Putin, in one speech, said something like, if Iraq is your idea of democratic reform, no thank you. Which I thought was fairly clever.
Oh, Jesus. Well, according to what I'm reading here, there's still 250,000 soldiers in Europe.
Oh. Yeah, how old is that?
I may be reading this wrong. Hold on.
Yeah.
250,000 was the peak.
Because we gave up an enormous number of bases. That whole border that we guarded, the East German border, that's not there. Now we have bases in Italy, Greece.
NATO bases.
Right, but it's all part of NATO, you know.
Right.
So they aren't even
They're talking about reducing troop levels to 50,000.
Yeah, well, yeah, that sounds about right, because there's really not much need for a large ground force there anymore, you know.
There never was!
Well... Yeah, I guess
it was an army of occupation.
Mm-hmm. But you know what I'm saying? The Russians.
Yeah, everybody thought we were going to get Red Storm Rising. Yeah. What a crock!
Yeah, well, the Russians it was a pretense for them as well. I mean, you know, kept saying, well, there's this many troops here, this and that. And in fact, there really weren't. It was, you know, you saw vehicles and this and that, and that, you know, it was almost like a cardboard army. And they knew nobody could get over that border. I mean, that border was practically, I don't know how to describe it, but we'll say it had the potential to be a nuclear minefield if anyone ever moved over it. And then we had tremendous precautions set up, checks and balances between the two forces.
Everybody stay tuned. I'm running out of time here.
Yeah. When my unit was in Germany, we had Russian observers following with contact to East Germany. That's how secure it was, to where you couldn't make a single move without the other side knowing.
Well, we'll leave it at that tonight. Everybody watch the State of the Union. Everybody watch the State of the Union tomorrow night. If you ask Norm at night, the State of the Union sucks. It's worse than when Barack Obama came to office. Not better. We're out of here with a little Italian music.
Okay, guy.
See ya.
Al.
Un certo Pasqualino pescatore viveva in assoluta povertà, però sentiva sempre in fondo al cuore qualcosa che diceva un dì verrà. E un bel dì giunse a Sorrento una principessa in